Unless real Americans actually stand in the way, we're watching the rapidly approaching one world governance. You are the target of the deep state. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So some call him the QAnon shaman. Others remember him as Buffalo Man. But you know, the truth is, all of these nicknames just obscure the true story of the most famous participant in January 6th. His real name is Jake Chansley. Now, if you don't know that name, you still know the image because it was blasted everywhere on January 6th and in the days and in the weeks and in the years since. Jake was the man filmed inside the Capitol wearing face paint and a fur outfit and a buffalo horned hat. Now, it's possible that absolutely nobody from January 6th was treated worse than Jake was. Within 3 days, he was arrested. Like many other defendants, he was denied all bail, of course. He was denied all pretrial release despite no prior history of violent crime. And in fact, he was treated like an Al-Qaeda terrorist, complete with 10 and a half months in solitary confinement, despite doing nothing violent on January 6th itself. Chansley was simply provided the day's most infamous image because of his outfit, so the regime marked him for destruction. Despite entering a guilty plea, a federal judge still sentenced Jake to a preposterous 3.5 years in prison. Now, by all intents and purposes, he would probably still be there right now today if not for the hard work of all of the J6 revisionists to pressure House Speaker Kevin McCarthy into releasing at least some of the January 6th tapes. We still want all of them, unredacted, unedited, to post at stupeters.com, or if not us, anyone who's willing to upload them in their entirety so the masses can view them and draw their own relevant conclusions about what really happened on January 6th. Now, McCarthy did give some footage to Tucker Carlson, who just a few weeks before his cancellation revealed Jake Chansley had never violently attacked Capitol Police or rampaged through the Capitol. No, instead, as Carlson showed, Jake was escorted peacefully through the building by cops. The entire case against Chansley was built on a lie, just like the narrative of January 6th itself. The narrative that it was some kind of a violent insurrection is also a blatant lie. So Tucker's segment went massively viral, even earning the attention of Elon Musk, and shortly thereafter, Jake was released ahead of schedule. Well, now Jake is on the warpath to reveal the truth and rehabilitate the image that the media worked so hard to unjustifiably destroy. You can follow him on Twitter, and Jake Chansley joins us now. Jake, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
I appreciate it. Actually, it's at America Shaman. That's America and not American. America Shaman at America Shaman on Twitter. And just to let you know, the footage that Tucker Carlson released had nothing to do with my release from prison. I got my release date from prison in mid-February. I knew that I was going to be released on the 28th of March in mid-February of 2023. And it just so happened that it was divine providence that God chose to have that footage air 3 weeks before my release.
So what was it that what was it that caused your early release?
Well, I got 6 months off of for good time. You only do 85% of your time in federal prison if you have, you know, good behavior. And then I also got 6 months worth of what are called First Step Act credits or FSA credits that gave me, in total of the 6 months for good time, the 6 months of FSA credits, I got a year off of my sentence, and I was released to the halfway house 2 months before that year off my sentence, completed my sentence. So, I was released from federal custody on the 25th of May, and I was released to the halfway house on the 28th of March, 2 months before my release from prison.
The American media is responsible for putting you in prison in the first place, I believe. Do you agree?
Well, kind of. I mean, I my own actions are responsible for me being put in prison. But, you know, the media definitely didn't help. They and the government were in lockstep on their propaganda campaign to demonize anyone and everyone that was there on January 6th and Donald Trump to boot. So they're shocking. They used my image and my face to create a shock and awe campaign that they then used to divide the country. They made me their straw man, horned man bad, horned man crazy, fear and hate horned man. And they created a straw man that is nothing like who and what I am. And then they used that straw man to bolster their own propaganda campaigns. And it's really funny because who I am is nothing like what the media said that I was.
So you said something really interesting just a few minutes ago. I'm kind of stuck on that. You said your own actions ended you up in prison. Can you describe for me what action it is that you believe was worthy of a 3.5-year prison sentence?
Well, I don't agree with the duration of my sentence.
Okay, what about any criminal activity? Because what I've viewed so far of the footage that I've seen, I didn't witness you committing any crimes at all, actually.
Well, you know, say what you will, trespassing, you know, I could understand. But some of the other stuff that they were leveling at me, come on now.
Well, it was completely made up. It was totally fake. There was no insurrection that happened.
Well, the thing is that the charge, the 1512 charge of obstructing an official proceeding, that actually has a lot more to do with like burning paperwork or destroying property or basically from what I understand, it was created during the Enron scandal. And it was created because there were people that were trying to destroy evidence of their criminal activity and were obstructing the official proceeding of that process of, you know, exposing what they did at Enron. So there's a lot of people, and this actually is the reason why that the Supreme Court, this case is supposed to go before the Supreme Court in the fall. They're supposed to decide whether or not they're going to take the case on whether or not this 1512 charge is even applicable.
Are you completely free and clear of any parole or probation or, you know, federal restrictions?
Oh, no, I'm still on supervised release, man.
So you're essentially on house arrest.
Probation. No, probation. The supervised release is what people basically call probation. I have a probation officer.
How many years are hanging over your head?
I have 3 years of supervised release.
Okay. And so if you violate the conditions of said supervised release, how many years in
federal? Then I can go back to prison.
Okay. And have they told you how many years they're threatening you with?
Well, no, that's not really how it works. I mean, the judge can send me back for as much amount of time as the judge wants. But it really all depends on like the severity of the violation of the terms of supervision.
Yeah, you know, Jake, you're just a lot more of a forgiving person, I think, more level-headed than I am, I guess, maybe, if that's what you want to call it. I think the entire thing is just complete bullshit. I know that there was no insurrection that happened on January 6th. As a matter of fact,
I agree with that.
We had a guest on the other day who said, and I just want to, I can't quote ahead. This. I'm sorry. No, I don't want to interrupt you. I'm going to give you the floor after this, but I just want to tell you, I'm so tired of the narrative that had framed you as somebody, as you described, that you're completely not, and I'm going to let you describe who you actually are. But this has been on, you know, not just the hundreds of January 6th defendants, but this has cast a light on millions of Americans who expect the government to, according to the Constitution, allow them to ask the government to redress their grievances. And, you know, I had a guest on the other day who said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but something along the lines of, I'm disappointed in where January 6th stopped because it wasn't really a violent insurrection. And so, although be it we're not advocating for unjustifiable violence, we do think that there are sacrifices that Americans need to take if we're going to continue to uphold the rule of law in this country and have a constitutional republic that operates in a democratic premise. So, with all of that being said, I just want to give you the floor and just tell you that it's our stance here that we support your legal actions on the 6th of January and that we think that this entire thing is a federal government corporate crime syndicate setup, and we think the entire thing is completely bullshit. So,
well, when you look into the testimony of Officer Johnson and Chief Sund, it's quite clear that there was an intelligence suppression at some of the highest levels of the Capitol Police in their intelligence apparatus, as well as the military and the FBI and the CIA. Chief Sund was not briefed on what they understood and knew was potentially going to happen on January 6th, and this was on purpose. They changed the laws so that Sutton couldn't call in the National Guard on his own authority, a couple of weeks before January 6th. There were federal agents in the crowd. There were Antifa and BLM provocateurs in the crowd. Nancy Pelosi had her cameraman there, her daughter there. The whole thing just screams malfeasance, especially when you look into the trend of the government to create false flags and to infiltrate certain groups and stuff like that. Now, regarding this notion of being forgiving, if Christ can forgive the people that are nailing him to the cross, then I can forgive the people that placed me in prison. I think that holding animosity, resentment, and regret in any capacity holds us back from moving forward. I don't consider myself on the war path as much as I consider myself on the peace path. It is because of the globalists, or what I call the less than 1%ers, and their attempt to create division and war in our country that we are in the position that we're in. What we need is to create neutral ground on which Republican and Democrat voters can mutually agree and say, you know what, if there's a cure for cancer, then it should be released to the public in spite of the fact that it will have negative effects on the pharmaceutical company's profits. I understand you had Matthew Rife on recently. He's a good dude, and his uncle or granduncle, Royal Raymond Rife, created a cure for cancer and all sorts of diseases, you know, almost 100 years ago. This has been withheld from the public. I think everybody in the country, Republican and Democrat, can agree that this cure, this very real solution should be released to the public. Another example would be Nikola Tesla and his Tesla Towers and the infinite free clean wireless energy that it can bring us. I think everybody in the country can agree, if there's an infinite free clean wireless source of electricity and energy, then we should be using it, in spite of the fact that it'll have negative repercussions on the solar panel industry, on the wind turbine industry, on the lithium battery industry, on the oil industry, on the natural gas industry. It's like, well, look, all of these industries are literally destroying the ecosystem and making them unlivable for tens of thousands of years. Okay, the wind turbines are destroying the birds' ecosystem. The lithium mining is destroying river supply, rivers, and it's basically on the backs of slave labor and children in Africa and stuff like that. You got the solar panels. Those things have 50 toxic chemicals that they're made up of that destroy the microbiological life in the soil. Same thing with oil and drilling and fracking. And yeah, I mean, just like the list goes on and on. And if we have a solution that gives everybody infinite free clean wireless electricity, that creates a decentralized energy grid. What are the globalists trying to do? They're trying to centralize our energy grid. It also gives us a decentralized communication grid, because you can use these towers to communicate on a global level. So that gets rid of this globalist centralized communication grid. It also enables us to create a whole different kind of form of agriculture, a revolution in agriculture. So it gets rid of GMOs and things like pesticides and things like atrazine and glyphosate, which are destroying our ecosystems for tens of thousands of years. It also gives us the opportunity to stop all this geoengineering, stratospheric aerosol injections, HARP, Doppler radar facilities being used to control the weather, chemtrails, you know. It literally gives us an opportunity to change everything on this planet, decentralize everything, give everybody independence and freedom. It also gives us the opportunity to create a whole new transportation grid, because the electromagnetic ley lines these Tesla towers can be built on can actually be used like electromagnetic highways in the sky. And if you look into Donald Trump's patents that were the patents were released by Donald Trump in 2020, they were filed by a guy named Salvador Pius. If you look that up, then you'll find that there's three patents that were released in 2020, declassified. One is a zero-point energy engine that basically is an infinite energy engine, gives us infinite, clean, free energy. A room temperature superconductor that allows a zero-point energy engine to function without overheating. And lastly, what is called a TR-3B. It's a triangular-shaped inertia propulsion or anti-gravity craft that all these things were released to the public. Okay? These patents are real. You can look them up. So, like, the fact that we're not talking about these things, the fact that these things aren't a part of the normal dialogue, I mean, once that changes, Everything changes.
Yeah, but so we've been so polarized.
You're talking about, what's that?
No, go ahead.
Well, the corrupt mafia that you're talking about is the mafia that is attempting to maintain this centralized grid system. It's the mafia that is attempting to maintain their monopolies over our resources and our labor. We're talking about less like 150 corporations, international corporations or so, that is owned and controlled by less than 1% of the population. And they are also the ones that are controlling the centralized banking institutions that are using debt-based currency to control economies. So these are the people that are attempting to monopolize all the resources and all the labor around the world, and they are using the government's monopoly on the initiation of force to do it. So what we are living in currently is a fascism, because we are in real capitalist societies, the best ideas win, the best patents win. And we have over 5,000 to 6,000 patents that have been classified by our government that we as taxpayers paid for. We paid for the research for these patents, and now they're being withheld from us. And all these patents could liberate us from these centralized globalist grid systems.
All of these things, by the way, that Jake is talking about, for the most part, funded by the criminal cabal, primarily Jewish-controlled central banks. And this is a problem that we have pointed out here on the program multiple times, is that these central bankers fund all of the evil that we're seeing right here, and that this is probably why Vladimir Putin is such a bad guy and a boogeyman for the cabal that is the less than 1%ers that you describe, because he kicked that Rothschild banking system and the rest of these central bankers out of his country. So with us being so...
But the Rothschilds aren't Jews, though. The Rothschilds aren't Jews.
Not practicing Jews,
no. This is, I think, really important
to mention.
Yep. Yeah, they're not practicing Jews.
That's right.
They're using Judaism and the Hebrews as a human shield.
That's right. So you can't come after us, because that would be anti-Semitic and it would get you kicked off the internet.
Exactly.
The same thing as George Soros.
They're actually practicing... They're Khazarians, and they're practicing black magic. They're practicing Babylonian black magic.
Yeah.
And it's delineated in the Talmud.
Yep.
Okay, it's all this stuff from the Pharisees and the Sadducees that they learned from Babylon.
That's right. But with us being so polarized, right, and so effectively divided by the multiple psyops that have been, infiltrating our mainstream television and have been programming really like boomer, apathetic, complacent, easily programmable victims into believing a certain set of circumstances where we have no common ground, that the ground that you describe. How do we effectively get back to that? How do you combat that system? I've got 5 minutes. I want to hear your thoughts.
Okay, so we have to understand that psychological warfare techniques are being used on the populations. Mm-hmm. And it's done through something called neuro-linguistic programming, the combination of trigger words and trigger images to create an emotional response in the subconscious mind of the individual. And then that subconscious emotion-based programming can then be used to target either an individual or a group of individuals, like how it's been used to target Donald Trump or myself, or people that are supporting Donald Trump or the Constitution in this mm-hmm. country. So from neuro-linguistic programming, from that stance, we have to understand that certain trigger words and trigger images are used to keep people fighting each other. These things that I'm talking about, infinite free clean wireless electricity, Tesla Tower technology, Dr. Reif and his machine and a cure for disease, the TR-3B, inertia propulsion and anti-gravity, the zero-point energy engine, all of these things are not used in the brain. They don't trigger these psychological emotional responses. So this is the neutral ground that we can agree upon, where we can introduce these neutral concepts to people and they won't have an emotional based reaction to these stimuli, because they haven't had these trigger words and this propaganda placed in their subconscious mind already. So this is the neutral ground that we can meet people on, and Republicans and Democrats can both agree, because Republicans and Democrat voters have lost people to cancer. Republican and Democrat voters are tired of paying out the wazoo for their energy, or going to the gas pump and paying $4, $5, $6 a gallon for gas. Okay. Most everybody in the country, with the exception of the people that are controlled by less than 1%ers, with the people in Congress, et cetera, the bureaucrats, most everybody can agree that if these patents exist, and they do, and if they work, and they do, then they should be released to the public. They should be being used by the public. We should have people like Elon Musk that, he named his corporation's name Tesla. Why he's not using Tesla Tower technology is beyond me. Why he's using lithium batteries is just beyond me. But the point is that these things are cheap and they are effective. And that's the beauty of it, is that it really won't take all that much money to change the world for the better. What it will take is consistency, building up momentum. It will take changing our minds and changing.
Do you think
the
momentum is building in our favor right now? Do you think the momentum is building toward the favor of all the things that you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, the every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And COVID, while it was designed to try to shut down the world economy and control people's minds, it had the exact opposite effect.
That's right.
People started waking up more than ever.
Yep.
And as these people attempt to clamp down and try to control people's consciousness, as they try to control people's minds, what's actually happening is that, yeah, okay, like 30% of the population who they already controlled anyway, those are the people that are basically being subdued by this propaganda. But the other 70% of the population is waking up and saying, screw this, we're not doing this, this is nuts. And all the censorship is just bringing to the forefront the truth that what they are censoring is the truth and what they are pushing is the lies and the propaganda. So yeah, we're winning. The question is how positive are people staying? You know, people like Klaus Schwab tend to anger people because they think, well, he wants us to live in 15-minute cities, wear uniforms, have nothing and like it, and eat bugs. And it's like, I laugh at people like Klaus Schwab. Good luck with that, buddy, because I ain't living in no 15-minute city. I'm not eating bugs. I'm not wearing a uniform. I'm not going to have nothing and like it. You can take your freaking your New World Order WEF agenda and you can shove it. I'm laughing. That's like a joke.
Well, we got to laugh our way out of here because I'm up against a hard break, man. But you're right. You're nothing like what the media described you to be. You're nothing like what these, you know, CIA operatives and the intelligence apparatus and the federal agents, who, by the way, should all face charges for treason and because they're traitors. And you're nothing like that. You're a very educated person with very similar views that we support. And so we hope because of that to have you back again sometime soon. Jake Chansley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/stew.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Here's a question. You ever feel like your pain is holding you back? How many of you aren't able to go on a walk with your grandchildren because your knees hurt too much? This is the reality for millions of people over 50. They suffer from pain that can make it difficult to get around, to sleep, to enjoy life. But there is a brand new product that can help you get your life back. QE Strong Pain Patches are made with natural ingredients that are extremely safe, and they work. Just simply apply one patch to the affected area and you'll feel relief in minutes. If you're tired of living with pain, try QE Strong Pain Patches today. Go to qestrong.com/stew. Again, that's qestrong.com/stew. It's all coming back. We've been warning about this. I was at Target. It's now been seen 20 million times on Twitter or X. I warned it was all coming back, but this time This time, I believe that it's actually going to be coming back with more vengeance. This time, I think it's going to actually be even more draconian and more tyrannical than anything else that we have ever seen in the history of the country or the world, for that matter. And it's all playing out exactly as we warned. Plandemic, the murderous scandemic 2.0, is on the way. Mask mandates are already here at these left-wing colleges. Soon, and I'm going to use air quotes here, if you believe in these constructs, it'll be in blue cities, it'll be in blue states, and then everywhere, if the Biden regime thinks that they can get away with it. After mask mandates comes the lockdowns. We're talking a draconian dystopia lockdown effect. Vax mandates will follow, school closures will follow, church closures, of course, mass censorship, all of it. You know, 3 years ago, this illegitimate pedophilic regime ran an experiment, basically. How much power can we grab by declaring an emergency? And it was addictive for them. They want that power again. They want maximum control. A huge population of subservient, compliant serfs and slaves. And if you're a dissident voice, we'll crush you. We'll throw you in a digital or financial or virtual or even physical gulag. They don't care what the costs are, folks. The 2020 lockdowns were absolutely, we've said this before, going on the record, want to be perfectly clear, the 2020 lockdowns were the worst disaster to hit the world since World War II. Millions of people died as a result of the lockdowns. Tens of millions of lives completely destroyed, obliterated. People got addicted to drugs for the first time, re-addicted to drugs that they had beaten. And then they died of overdoses. Churches went into death spirals. Family businesses that had lasted for decades or passed down from ancestors shut down, never to return. Folks, our economy has entered a death spiral of inflation based on printing funny money to hand to central bankers. A house right now costs twice what it did 4 years ago. So do cars. So does meat. So do eggs. Lumber. Countless other goods. We haven't seen the full ramifications of these lockdowns. It's all still shaking out to this day. But I will tell you, let me be clear, society will likely never recover to the prosperity that it had in 2019 at the peak of the Trump era. But you see, now the powerful want to run it all back again. Because it's election season, one, if you still believe in elections. But because it was bad for the world, it was great for the monsters that perpetuated this evil. More power, more control, more dominance. Get in the way, we will crush you. Absolutely the only way to stop this, total refusal from day one. No shots, no lockdowns, no masks, nothing, period. Total defiance, total rejection. Ian Crossland agrees, I believe. He's a co-host of Timcast IRL, one of the world's most popular podcasts. He spoke for all of us, at least for us here at the Stu Peters Network, when he said
I liken back to 2020, and I think you just said it, 15 days to slow spread. The only reason in hell I would ever lock my country down is because there was some sort of flesh-eating virus tearing through the population. You never do that to your country unless it is the last-ditch effort circumstance that you have no other choice. You lost running water. You lost soap. If in those situations, maybe, because that is the recipe to destroy your country, is to shut it down. Mm-hmm. Don't do that again. And don't make people put fucking dirty masks on.
Nice.
I'm sick of it, man. I'm fucking sick of it. I will not do it again. Thank you.
Ian Crossland joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you definitely spoke for, I believe, probably hundreds of millions of people across the face of the planet. Now, billions of people are injected with this shot that we were told that we had to take. People lost their jobs. They didn't get the promotions they wanted. They were kicked out of the military. Kids are dropping dead in droves. Professional athletes are collapsing at the peak of their physical condition. Speak to the lockdowns, though, because I think that millions of people died as a result of these. What say you?
You didn't understate it in your intro, man. It was fucking devastation. You cannot shut down a fucking economy and expect it to thrive. First of all, it's central planning, which is obviously fucked up and screwed over people on farms and people trying to go to church. Dude, it wasn't COVID that pissed me off. It was the way that the government responded. I get it. They have a bioweapon in a lab. They leaked it. Whatever. Now we have a new fucking virus on Earth, like influenza and the rhinovirus that causes the common cold. Now we've got COVID. It's going to mutate. It's going to be with us. going to be with us forever unless we figure out how to destroy this thing with viruses or something, but or with vibration. But basically, the way that our governments around the world responded to it was a 15-day to slow the spread, which I was like, okay, maybe it's going to be people will be bleeding out of their eyes. Maybe I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But then after 15 days, it's like, yo, I mean, snap out of it. I can't do this. And then, I mean, real talk, people don't fucking wash their masks every day. And even if you do, you don't, after like 20 minutes, it's filthy. You've got fecal bacteria in your throat from the meat you ate 2 hours ago that's coming out and landing on your mask. They're not meant to be on your face walked around in.
And they don't work.
I can't do it, man. It's the snowball effect. You're right. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you're right. It is a fucking snowball effect. And if you don't jab that snowball, if you don't jack it up early, it starts to roll down the hill. And I'm not going to let that thing start rolling down a hill.
Sorry to interrupt. Don't do that. Everybody knows how I feel about this. You're the guest. I want people to hear from you. So, I mean, do you agree it's coming back, that it's going to come back even harder than anything we've ever seen?
I think they want a false flag to get us to invade Ukraine, and they want to shut down the economy so that we have to do mail-in voting to make it easier for people that are manipulating votes to win the election. So whether it's COVID or a false flag of war, something, I think that they're trying to stress out society to fuck the rules so that they can, like, I don't trust this internet, this machine voting thing. You can't, if it's proprietary code.
You're kidding. You don't?
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
A machine that tallies the votes in secret behind closed doors and then tells me what I voted, what the answer, like, I don't trust that. So they want to, whether it's COVID, I think that COVID's done. Personally, I think that it's become like a flu, and that we're going to have mutations throughout the future where it'll be a little bit less dangerous.
What about the possibility that it's not really a mutation of COVID, but that, you know, at Fort Detrick or University of North Carolina, Ralph Barrick's psychopath self is developing something that actually will hurt children and will kill children. Mortality rates that are, you know, exponentially off the charts, and sending people into a panic that'll rush their kids to the front of the line and physically fight to get them injected with the bioweapons. I mean, at this point, I'm not putting anything past this murderous regime.
Yep.
Including the assassination of Joe Biden.
Dude, I brought that up last night.
Including the assassination of Donald J. Trump. I mean, Biden, I think that's coming forthwith.
Like a false flag, Putin killed Biden kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's totally on the table. I don't, dude, another virus. I mean, if they worked on one, that probably means they're working on more. And it could easily mean that they're working on hundreds of them in different locations. And yeah, dude, 9/11, I don't know who did that, but the buildings fell in near free fall. That means the supports were blown out. Someone killed thousands of Americans to send the United States into, or then the United States went into war, whether it was to send the United States to war or not, I don't know. But that you do not put that past psychopathic utilitarianists to wipe out thousands, if not millions of humans to propagate a war of conquest for resources or for manipulative control. They don't want a revolution. They don't want that. I don't know who they are exactly, but I can sense that maybe it's the Swiss banking regime, this World Economic Forum with the Bank for International Settlements working in collusion with, you know, the military industrial complex, the United States.
Yeah, I mean, at the risk of sounding, you know, here comes the ADL, by the way, in Media Matters. The Rothschilds, you know, and that's not anti-Semitic because they're not practicing Jews, by the way. They're Satan worshipers. These people, Klaus Schwab and all of his, you know, satanic minions and, you know, World Economic Forum sycophants and young global leaders who have their hands in the pockets of the taxpayers, as well as they're, you know, under the influence of bribery and blackmail material. They're all diddling little kids, the pictures of each other taking showers, you know, inappropriate ones, like Ashley Biden stated in her diary that she took with her dad. I mean, it's a sick pedophilic cabal that now is, I believe, so desperate to cover up what they're doing that they will murder whoever it takes to do it. I mean, see JFK, see Princess Di. I mean, the list goes on.
And they also use censorship now so they don't have to kill. They'll just shut people off the internet. They'll shut down their bank account. It's the centrally controlled planning concept of, like, they want to control the money with a central bank. This was in Switzerland, this Bank for International Settlements. And then now they're trying to do central bank digital currency. And also they want to shut people's businesses down and knock them out of their homes so that they can buy it up with BlackRock and centrally own single family homes and shit. Like, it's just a ridiculous, obvious tactic.
For example, in Maui, maybe, where BlackRock would like to buy some, you know, cheap property that absolutely no questions asked was targeted with a directed energy weapon. I mean, there's no arguing that.
Well, I saw power lines coming down I'm laying on power lines lit the fire, and that they just maybe they just let it burn.
The power lines were shut off, though. That came out yesterday afternoon. I went on with Alex Jones. We started talking about this. Alex Jones said, you know what? Stu Peters was right. I'm sorry that I doubted you with the directed energy weapons. But after looking at this, you've got fire sweeping across roads. You've got everything blue that survives. A house completely obliterated, but there's a light blue T-shirt that looks totally untouched at the rubble of this burned, scorched home. A perfect ring around the city of Lahaina. A perfect circle. The ocean is on fire. Boats out there in the middle of the ocean just starting on fire. The landscape survives around the home, but not the home itself. Complete devastation, but the bushes and the trees that you mentioned where the power lines were next to, those things all survived, but the house is completely obliterated. Every single car, very reminiscent of, you brought up 9/11, miles away, soot-covered cars, except the blue ones, they were untouched. These people have been trying to get their hands on this property, offering unbelievable amounts of money to the homeowners there who have refused to give it to them, so they just went and took it. We're going to take it. By the way, so the World Economic Forum, I'm going to say this and let you go. The World Economic Forum inconveniently released an article a couple of years ago. They wanted their first smart city to be where? Maui. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's terrifying. The tracking mechanisms did. So I've been seeing the blue shirt thing. Is that why people are painting their houses blue? Because it reflects radio frequency or something?
That's why Oprah's roof is blue, I believe. Yes.
Okay. What you said earlier about a new virus, actually, I thought of it. I just haven't seriously considered it because I've been so much focused on COVID and how COVID's mutating to become more friendly for the human body. Like, we're learning to adjust and live with it. The most dangerous one came first, most likely. It doesn't want to kill us. It wants us to live so that it can host off of us and then travel with us and survive. But that people might create another one.
Yeah, like a Marburg or, you know, something that's extremely deadly.
Because they've conditioned so many people to be afraid of sickness now.
Yeah.
This is terrifying.
I mean, imagine kids just start dying in the street or bleeding, like you said, out of their eyes. What will happen in our streets and in our homes and in our neighborhoods if kids just start dying everywhere?
Rushes to the hospital. They go on the news. They say it's overloaded. We need to slow things down again. A new virus, this and that. But we got to somehow maintain cool heads. I mean, at least scream out. You show me the proof. Don't lock down beforehand. We need to see. You just don't lock down. It's not fucking 1400. The reason the Black Plague came along is because they didn't have soap and water. Like, what the fuck? We have running water. We can clean our hands. You can heal up. You can eat vitamin D. Like, the solution's not in. I've actually read a story that you can kill viruses with vibration. I don't think that there's much, like, there's a resonating frequency that'll shatter the shell of a virus.
I'm starting to subscribe to the theory that viruses aren't born in the wild at all, ever. Never have been. That God didn't create viruses, that they're all man-made. And, you know, there's a lot of circumstantial, even physical evidence to suggest that that's like a real theory that since the beginning of time, man has been screwing around in the lab with dangerous shit and then, like, getting off on deploying it onto humanity. I mean, look at the way that these psychopaths at these big pharma companies torture monkeys in the lab and then laugh about it, about how they, like, slowly kill these things while they scream. I mean, these people are psychopaths.
Yeah, but there's like 3 trillion viruses in your body or something like that, I think, at any given moment.
Allegedly.
Something like that. If they were all, I'd be surprised if they were all man-made.
Well, because some guy said that you have 3 trillion. I don't trust them. I mean, we live under the empire of lies.
And it's possible that humans were like playing around in a pile of in, like, you know, 60,000 years ago, because that's all they had to do. And that created a new virus, like, and that, so you consider that man-made, maybe, so that people just messing with dirt and nastiness have been like urging new types of viruses.
But Ian, I don't know. Well, let's talk about this. Bill Gates, you remember, was like, he stood in front of everyone at one of his stupid demonic TED Talks and said, you know, the way that we control the world population, which, by the way, is super scary, is through vaccine. We can effectively reduce the size of the population and reduce the size of the average family through vaccine. Like, we're going to kill you with the shot. Then the guy becomes the most heavily invested in these shots. Okay, well, maybe that's a coincidence. But then you have, remember the breast milk shortage that happened? And then all of a sudden, who is the most heavily invested into an alternative synthetically made breast milk? Oh, Bill Gates. And then now, promoting more vaccine. And then, strangely enough, about a month ago, we had, for the first time in I don't know how many decades or years or centuries or whatever, we had the first cases of malaria rediscovered. Well, where were they discovered? There were four of them. They were split between Florida and Texas. What also is weird about Florida and Texas is just weeks before that, Bill Gates said that he was going to release a new genetically modified Zika virus killing mosquito, 30 trillion of them or billion of them or whatever that he released, and he released them in Florida and in Texas, and then all of a sudden, bang, we have malaria in Florida and Texas. Mind-blowing.
That's interesting. So, I don't know a lot about malaria. It means bad air, I think is what that word means. It's pretty vague disease.
Like a mosquito-borne, you know, thing that you get. It's transmitted when you get bit by these things. And then you have the tick-borne illnesses, all of which I believe are man-made. But let me just ask you this.
Yeah, Lyme disease, dude.
Yeah.
Manufactured in Lyme, Connecticut. I would not be surprised.
What do you think is literally the solution to this, all of this, Ian? And, you know,
a new energy source. We need hydrogen fuel. They figured out how to convert methane and other forms of carbon-based materials into hydrogen with a byproduct of graphene. So you actually make the hydrogen fuel and then you have graphene left over, which you can sell. So you actually can make $4.50 for every kilogram of hydrogen fuel you produce. It used to cost you money to make hydrogen fuel. Now we can make money by withdrawing stuff out of the air or plastic trash and turning it back into cheaper fuel.
Explain. The answer is how does this new fuel source convince people that this virus that has never been isolated in the wild and that I believe is completely fake and man-made, it was a weapon. How do the normies, the Fox News viewing, you know, I'll do whatever my TV tells me to, and I trust the guy in the white lab coat with the stethoscope, and I'm going to go get all my boosters and water my houseplants and vaccine. How do we get to those people, and how does a new energy source help with that?
The reason they are willing to bow down is because they're, my theory is that they're stressed. It comes from stress, which confuses your mind and you can't think. So you just deal with whatever's in front of you, and they're stressed because the economy is on fire. But if we can fix the economy by making cheap fuel, like a 10th of the cost or a 20th or a 30th of the cost of fuel, then we can build a society that, I mean, the solution to the economy is not more money. It's not in the economy. The solution is in the materials realm. And that material, I think the first step is hydrogen fuel, is to start retrofitting our economy and making fuel cheaper. It's going to make groceries cheaper. It'll make housing cheaper. All the necessities, travel, home, you know, you name it. I mean, at that point, but I think that is a first step. It also rallies people around an idea and gives them something to focus on other than a f-ing white surgical mask. Like, oh, that's cool. We can create something new together as a species. That's my first step right now, hydrogen fuel. And I actually posted a tweet from the guy's James Tour. He's a scientist at Rice University that is working fervently on this stuff. They figured out how to get like those forever chemicals, PFAS, PFAS, those perfluoroalkyl substances or something like that. They said they never go away. But what you do is you take dirt that has them in them, you flash it with a laser over and you pulse it with a laser, and then you turn it into graphene and it releases all those forever chemicals. So you can actually purify soil and then reintroduce it into the ground. They're doing breakthrough work at Rice University right now. So the answer is in the materials sector to a lot of these problems, because once we can lower the tension and the tone, people are gonna be way less likely to fall for bullshit.
So I think it's a great idea worth exploring for sure. This is something that I don't want to call it a pipe dream, Ian, because I think it's absolutely realistic and that people could do it, getting it off the ground very quickly before, I believe, just in a few weeks here. Some schools have already started. After Labor Day, the majority of, you know, public schools will reopen. Mark my words, mid-September, public school mask mandates irreparably damage the psyche of children, remove smiles and facial, you know, expression and interaction from their teachers and their peers and their friends, scare the shit out of them, send them home, pull them out of school. This is happening. So what do you tell people right now? Materials, great. What do you tell people? Like, what do you do right now? If people are willing to listen to you right now, what are you telling them, in your most non-hyperbolic, because that's how you reach the people, I guess. I don't know. I just like to tell the fucking truth. What are you going to say to people right now? Hey, we've got a message for you. You've got 300 million people that are willing to listen to you. What are you telling them?
I'm not f-ing doing it, man. I'm not f-ing touching that shit. And don't make your kids touch it. That shit's nasty for your kids. Do not make them breathe in dirty air. The first thing you do is give them clean air. This is tough. I cannot tell people what the best decision for them is. Some kids, maybe some kids need to mask up. A lot of the sources and science and studies I've seen is that COVID did not fuck with kids that bad. We've kind of come to a place where we're living in homogeneity with COVID. We're starting to, I mean, the hospitals aren't overloaded. We don't need to go into emergency mode right now. We don't need to rush vaccines out. We need to test our vaccines if we're going to keep creating vaccines for it, like flu shots and
incinerate all of them. Blow them up.
Or the masks?
Yeah, no, all vaccines. Or, unless you can bring them here and manufacture them in the United States, why are people trusting, you know, these injections that they call vaccines that come from, you know, the countries that we're programmed to believe are the most adversarial to us, China, or the whole of India? You know, I mean, these are, I've got video after video after video of these manufacturing and processing plants in India where they're making these masks and these stupid PCR failed fraudulent tests. I think just being a dissident to the whole thing. No more shots. Don't go to the hospital. Nobody was dying at home from COVID-19. Nobody was passing out, falling out of their vehicles and dying in the streets. No, nobody was keeling over dead at restaurants and dying suddenly until the vaccines came out. And then all of a sudden people started dying suddenly, which is why the documentary has been seen 100 million times in a dozen different languages. Don't go to the hospital where they're going to, you know, fill you full of sedatives after separating you from your family and, you know, pummel you with poisonous, toxic, deadly remdesivir and shove life support down your throat in a ventilator and then kill you and then get paid for doing it.
Ventilators are last resort for sure. And if someone needs to go, if they believe they need to go to the hospital, I'm not going to tell them not to, because I think that even puts me in some sort of liability for their health.
Probably. If people feel so instead, consult your physician, please. I'm not a physician. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice.
Go to multiple physicians and talk about this with different doctors. Don't stop at one. You need to take your life into your own hands. And there's a difference, a big difference between dying with COVID and dying from COVID. They are two very different things. If you have COVID in your system and get into a motorcycle accident and die, they will list you as a COVID death.
To get paid.
But then in the background, it'll say, oh, but it was with COVID. It wasn't from COVID. And when you look at the numbers and see how many people actually died from COVID, it's like 1% of the COVID deaths. Most of the COVID deaths are dying with it in the system from some other thing that's not potentially maybe related, but could potentially not even be related to COVID. So do not panic from the numbers. That's a big thing, too. They're going to start flashing numbers on the TV screen.
Oh, yeah.
Got to know the difference and look into the difference between with and from.
Maybe on our ticker, what we should do instead of all this self-promotion stuff that I see running down here, maybe what we should do instead, you guys, is run a ticker of how many people committed suicide because they were purged from the military after 23 years of service and never got their retirement. Maybe we should start putting on here, how many people got re-addicted to drugs and overdosed and died. Maybe we should start putting on here how many people off themselves because they lost everything. They lost their house. They lost their marriage. They were ideologically different. They couldn't reconcile. They couldn't find a middle ground. Wife went and got a shot and then got 10 boosters. She's shedding all over the place. You're scared to death. How can you ever lay down next to sleep with that? I mean, maybe we should start putting tickers of how many lives were completely destroyed by the pedophilic, illegitimate Biden regime and the deep state cabal that runs this freaking world, you know, the less than 1% that now has, you know, 8 billion people in a state of perpetual fear. And even a fear not of just the sickness or the viruses, Ian, but what really frustrates me is the state of perpetual fear of, you know, the tyrannical overlords that we call a government here in our country. The fear that if you do go and you question the veracity of elections, that you'll, you know, be debanked and cut off or even thrown in jail. I mean, they're showing us that questioning an election now is a criminal offense or a criminal conspiracy. People that are just afraid of the repercussions or the response from a government. Aside from censorship, I'm talking about like proactively going to war against its own people.
Yeah, it is I guess you'd call it a story, but this like they thing, it's so terrifying. This secret shadowy thing of people that we don't know, but we know is there's no f-ing they, dude. It's we. We own this shit, and we're gonna act like it. I kind of put my mind in that state because it's if you start to think of they and us. It's very terrifying that they have some dude. They're a f-ing disparate group of a bunch of dudes trying to figure out how to f-ing get through life, just like I am. They are trying to create some sort of centrally controlled totalitarian technocracy, and it ain't working because when the power goes out, they lose control. but there's this they again. I think the idea is we are working with Klaus Schwab. We are working with Joe Biden's crazy administration to create a new world order. It is going to happen. The new world order is forming as we speak. How is it going to look when it's formed? That's up to us. I want it to adopt American idealism, the First Amendment, free speech, right to bear arms, property rights. These are tenets of human rights that I think every human on earth should have. We should have a United States of Earth. We should be governing ourselves locally and connecting. I mean, it relies a lot on electricity to govern ourselves decentrally, but it can happen. And we can figure out ways to power our systems that are solid state.
The United States of Earth. That's really loaded. That could be another hour long conversation with you. Obviously we're up against time constraints here. We got to go. Hey, maybe talk to Tim about having me on over there. I promise not to say anything that'll get you canceled off of YouTube. I know that that's a big deal. This is how you guys provide for yourselves and your families, you know, and I get it.
I would love to have you. I was just thinking that earlier. Wait, sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's fine. So I promise I'll save all of that stuff for here. But I do think that it's important that we kind of, that all of us who have big platforms that talk to a lot of people, we have all listened to conversations from people like, you know, microscopy experts and biotechnologists and researchers and analysts and, you know, virologists and OBGYNs and, you know, the pathologists and all these people. So we absorb a lot of information every day for sitting in here for 15 or 16 hours or whatever it is, talking to these people and reading through emails and poring over, you know, peer-reviewed studies and trying to figure out what the hell is really freaking going on here. And I think that there's, when we collaborate like that, I've found that conversations really open up and a lot more information gets out than just some kind of like structured, I have an hour every day to do this show. And sometimes it's such fast paced that you're just starting to get into the meat and potatoes of it. And so I say all that to say, I think that it would be really great if we can be in an alignment and, you know, on a lot of things to try to help to mainstream a message to help to save people's lives. Because at the end of the day, we're all good people. And at the end of the day, this is really about getting information to people that could help them to save their lives and most importantly, the lives of their children. So I'd love to come on and talk about that.
Oh, I love it, man. Yeah, we do. You should. And we'll do like 2 hours on YouTube. And that's pretty cookie cutter. I mean, it's got YouTube rules and all. And then we do at the after show. We can do this.
Yeah.
Talk about how crazy vaccines can be.
I'll come to you guys.
Vaccines can be. Okay.
I'll come to you guys, but I'm not going to mask up and no, I'm not vaccinated. So if that's a problem, I guess I'm out.
Me neither. I am. I got the MMR vaccine. That's the thing. Some vaccines I think can be really, really good.
Maybe.
If they're used properly and they're studied right. And just, you know that they can help your body induce an immune system response to then to kill the viruses that have been up.
I subscribe to the God gave me an immune system and I regret ever taking one and I regret ever giving them to my kids, which I did because I believed them. I have been a victim of the same programming and psychological operations and brainwashing. And, you know, I've been a victim to that. And I refuse to be anymore. I'm going to make decisions based on what I think is best for myself and for my kids. And, you know, my advice to everybody is to question everything that comes out of this empire of lies. And they've explicitly told you that they're after your children. And I believe, I mean, a whole nother conversation is I think that they want unfettered access sexually to your children. I think they want to legalize pedophilia ultimately is the goal of the slippery slope that started with the whole gay marriage thing. I've got a lot of things that, you know, examples that I could use. The causes of the war in Ukraine, the actual events of the war in Ukraine, the stupid Ghost of Kyiv nonsense story, the maternity wards that weren't even maternity wards that blew up, Vladimir Putin, you know, I mean, all of this boogeyman nonsense and who our professed enemies ought to be based on what the media is telling us. But based on where I'm sitting and from the view that I have here, Ian, and you can tell me in a couple minutes if you agree or not, it appears to be that the biggest enemy of Americans is this government. And it appears to be also that we actually lead the most corrupt government across the face of the planet that now wants to stick its agenda and its ideologies and its missiles everywhere.
Sean Ryan was actually, he's a great interviewer. If you haven't seen him, always watch Sean Ryan. And he has military vets on. And he was asking this one guy, are we the bad guys? Like genuinely. And the other guy's like, well, I mean, you look at, he's like, but like from top down, looking down 10,000 feet view, with all of our conquest law, are we the bad guys? And it was hard to listen to because like, you know, the American military industrial complex has Lockheed, Boeing,
Raytheon, I mean,
they're worth,
yep.
it's like a monopoly of force on Earth. I fear the technocrats, the Swiss banks, Bank for International Settlements. The banking establishment is more powerful than a standing army, according to, I think Einstein said that, it might have been Thomas Jefferson, central banks.
Yeah.
Being able to shut down people's bank account for some reason and censor them and deepfake them to make them look like they're saying, but then now we're talking about, it's this amorphous gasp of military force, technocratic, you know, economic force, and then just technologic force where they can manipulate and twist your words. But yeah, I don't
think
the
whole conversation
about
AI as well. I mean, and deep fakes and like the Matrix being real. I mean, this has programmed people to the extent to where they're now pretending to be AI versions of themselves and posting this TikTok online. I mean, it's a lot.
It happened in a decade, dude. It happened like within a decade. That's how fast people got changed.
The slope is slippery. It's moving quickly, as well as so is this upcoming break. Ian Crossland, I got to go. Thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it. I'm looking forward to sitting down with all of you guys over there at Timcast IRL. If you haven't checked it out, make sure to go there to YouTube. Check it out, Timcast IRL. If you haven't seen it, you're probably living under a rock. One of the world's most popular podcasts. We appreciate you making the time to come away from that and join us here for a little bit. Hope you'll come back here again sometime soon as well. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
Of course. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go to work. At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STUPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. So a year and a half ago, when the United States Deep State Department provoked Russia into invading Ukraine, we warned that the inevitable result of this, perhaps an intentional result, most likely, would be planned food shortages around the world. Yeah, because Russia and Ukraine were both major agricultural producers and exporters before the war. Russia and Belarus are two of the world's most important fertilizer producers as well. So the general chaos and uncertainty created intentionally by this war has suppressed trade and driven up prices around the world. We warned of this. And of course, we warned of the result. Mass starvation. And it's already beginning among the world's most poor. Even according to the World Health Organization, you know, the minions of Satan, 122 million more people are living with chronic food shortages as compared to just 2019. But things are going to get even worse, much, much worse. The Netherlands, for example, has some of the world's most efficient high-production farms. But now their government is being tyrannical in nature, of course, and shutting down thousands of them in the name of climate control. In Canada, farmers are being forced to destroy huge amounts of product to comply with production regulations, even though prices are sky high. In America so far, we've been blessed to avoid existential food shortages at this point. But if you go to your supermarket right now, you'll know what things look like. Prices on everything are up, way up, compared to the Trump years. Officially, inflation this past year was about 3.2%, but for food, it was almost 5%. And of course, the fake, illegitimate, pedophilic Biden administration loves to fudge its numbers and then have to quietly update them later, so real inflation is probably even worse than 5%. Meat and eggs, dairy, all of this is through the roof. The only foods where prices are remotely holding firm are the processed trash that global megacorporations want you to scarf down on your way to bloating up to 300 pounds while dying of every health problem imaginable. Get your booster, too, by the way. The price increases are not going to stop. The Biden administration is still pumping the economy with irresponsible stimulus like mass student loan forgiveness and fake infrastructure spending that's actually just going to left-wing lobby groups. Oh, and by the way, they're plotting to roll out masks and lockdowns again over this latest variant. What kind of impact do you think that will have? You don't need us to tell you, obviously. More price spikes, more shortages, more control for elites, more danger for us. More death for us. Via starvation, a slow and painful death. So what's the best move? Well, the best move is to be prepared. Have a plan. When your basic survival depends on the goodwill of the powerful, you become a slave, a serf, 100% reliant on those that want you and your children dead. So when you can survive through your own know-how and resources, you're free. Clayton Llewellyn is a great friend of mine personally, as well as to this show. He's a great friend of yours. He's with Heaven's Harvest, which offers emergency food supplies. He has heirloom seed kits, cookbooks for getting by. Even the rest of the world is going hungry. You won't be. Be sure to check him out at heavensharvest.com. Again, that's heavensharvest.com. And Clayton joins us now. Welcome back. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. I know that you've been busier than all get out, shipping heirloom seeds and, you know, allowing people to prepare. How imminent is this danger that I just highlighted?
No, it's happening. Stu, you hit the nail on the head. It's coming. You know, it's you summed it up perfectly right there. You know, the idea is not to starve us. Well, the idea is to starve us, but the idea is to pull like a North Korea move here, where you get people hungry, where they need food, you've got complete control over them. You know what I mean? If they don't like what you have to say, well, I mean, we're going towards the digital ID, the digital currency. The faster we move towards that, too, the faster they can lock us down.
What else do you get, by the way, when you have food shortages, when you have people starving, when you have children starving, what do you get in the streets? You get chaos. You get home invasions. You get robbing. You get stick-ups. You get carjackings. You get burn, loot, murder on a mass scale. And it's not because of some fake ideology made up by the CIA as an effort to divide us like ISIS or Antifa or Black Lives Matter. No, this is actual organic chaos based on the need for people to feed their children and survive.
But that's what they're going for. I mean, that's what they're doing right now. They're dividing us based on race. I mean, look what's going on in every major city in this country right now. This is exactly part of the plan. You know what I mean? But the quicker they can control us, if they don't like what you have to say, you know, close off his accounts, freeze his money, don't give him access to food, starve his family out, he'll comply. He'll do what we have to say. I mean, we see this going on right now with Trump. Like, this is no longer a two-party system in this country. I mean, that's obvious in the last 3 years. Once you're elected and once you're a politician, you're in there. You're part of the game. You're part of it. You know, I heard you ask Candace or somebody the other day, what do we do about, you know, this indictment with Trump in Georgia? Like, how do we get Kemp to change his mind? How do we get Kemp to back this, you know, back off? Ain't going to happen. I mean, he's part of the system now. Unless you're a true patriot, you know, this is what they're going for. This is what they're trying to do to us.
Yeah, making sacrifices, like the people who liberated our country from a monarchy in the first place. They left their children and women at home. I was talking about this a lot lately. I had a dream about this. It was like a nightmare. But, you know, this country, as I've said recently as well, doesn't need another president or another politician or another fake candidate like Vivek Ramalama Deep State. We need another William Wallace. That's what we need in this country.
Until we're ready to sacrifice more than our social media accounts, this is the new norm, man. This, you're getting what you're getting.
Well, we're going to be sacrificing our food. We're going to be sacrificing the ability to feed our children, to go to the supermarket and buy meat that's not magnetic, if there's meat there at all, to buy produce that hasn't been sprayed by cloud seeders, aka chemtrails and poisons that they put into our air every day on those majority of days that are not real cloud days. How many days do you go outside and you're like, oh, it's not a real cloud day today? It's a surprise almost when you see a real cloud. But how much of this, Clayton Llewellyn, is manufactured? How much of this is absolutely 100% intentional? And how important is it to realize that?
Every bit of it's manufactured. All of it. 100% of it's manufactured. You know what I mean? Like, they're the limiting of the fossil fuels, the limiting the fertilizer, confiscating the farmlands, banning backyard gardens and vegetable seeds. This is all manufactured. In 2 or 3 years ago, I just thought our politicians were stupid. I mean, these guys are just making obviously bad decisions. At this point, these are calculated decisions.
That's right. Yeah, this is not incompetence at all by any means, by any stretch of the imagination. Nobody could be that stupid. No, and what's funny is, you know, you mentioned the two-party system, which obviously, you know, that I believe is a huge illusion because you watch the program, you know how I feel about that, that this is a uniparty and that these people all have one hand in the pocket of the taxpayers, the other hand in the pocket of lobbyists and special interest groups. And if they've been bribed and blackmailed with Epstein-like Mossad operations. These people, you know, are selling out to globalist corporations and to big pharma, and they're part of it. So there is really nobody fighting on our side, which is why we have to fight for ourselves. How important is it to know? You know, like we know now that this is obvious. You said the last 3 years it's been obvious, but I think, you know, maybe it's become obvious, but this has been going on for decades. This is a very methodically thought out, well-planned exercise to starve people and to reduce the world's population and to force people under the thumb of a one world governance, whatever this is that's coming our way. How important is just realizing that for people when they're preparing to survive?
Look, if you haven't woken up to it yet, you're not going to wake up to it. You know, I like to think half the country knows what's going on and the other half is blind to it. But I honestly wonder sometimes, those of us who call ourselves Republicans and those of us who call ourselves patriots, you know, I really don't believe anybody's prepared for this. But I can tell you, I hate to say this, but if you're listening to Stu Peters, if you're listening to the alternative media, they know who you are. When this happens, you're going to be the first ones that they go after.
Great. Yeah, I just watched the viewership go down about 90%. Thanks, Clayton. They're watching me because I'm watching Stu. Seriously, we all have a mark on us. We all have a tag. We all already have the digital ID that we haven't just voluntarily injected into ourselves. They absolutely are watching. They know what you do on your phone. They listen to your phone. We've proven this over the years with the way that you get these advertisements for something that you talked about that you never talk about outside of maybe that one conversation. All of a sudden, your feed is filled with, you know, advertisements for that thing that you were talking about. But I think what I wanted to get at here is how important it is to realize that this is being done intentional. And I'm going to put a picture up here. This is a picture of my own closet, my own dry storage area. It's kind of a mess here in my basement, so I apologize for that. But I mean, if people think that I don't stock up and use Heaven's Harvest, here it is. I mean, this is the boxes of food, and I need to get a whole bunch more of them, actually, because, you know, we need to start really, really thinking about this becoming a reality and stop putting this off. I think so many people, yeah, they go, yeah, I believe Stu, and I know that Clayton Llewellyn is right. I know that it's coming next week. I'll order it, you know, next week. And Alex Jones and I just talked, you know, earlier on the program just yesterday, we talked about how, you know, this is imminently coming our way and that the next big thing is going to be something really, really big, whether it's completely shutting down the 2024 election, which is fake and rigged and gay already anyways. I mean, so don't think that the election is real. But even participating in giving us the illusion of some sort of a two-party representative governmental system, I think they're just going to shut it down in the name of, you know, a full-blown kinetic war with Russia, or, you know, we've got too much chaos on our own streets after they break out some false flag, you know, mass shooter, or even the assassination of President Biden or President Trump. And I really believe that's coming. Shutting off the power, shutting down the internet. The only thing left at that point is for the bullets and the bombs and the blood and the actual kinetic conflict that happens right here. We can't let that happen. That's exactly what the globalists want. They want to divide us. They want us killing each other. First, they're going to try to kill us when they shut off the power. So how important is it that people act right now? Go to heavensharvest.com. I want people to really understand what it is that you have, why they need it right now, not next week, not the week after.
You know, Stu, it amazes me, though, how many people are getting prepared. Like, we've been busy now for 3 years. People are starting to see the writing on the wall. You know, I know we haven't talked to you guys for a while. It's just been absolutely slammed. This isn't one of those things you can get after the fact. You know what I mean? This isn't like you wreck your car and you decide to get insurance for your next car. If you're stuck in this situation and you're surviving, you need to have it now. You know, you can't wait till this one's over to get it the next time. So it's extremely important. It's one of those things that doesn't take a lot of it doesn't take a lot of money or a lot of effort. If you start now and work a little bit, you know, each week gets you a new bucket. Like you'll be surprised how fast it builds.
What's up in the buckets, real quickly?
Oh man, we got all kinds of stuff. I can tell you, I didn't pack my buckets full of garbage. We've put good stuff in there, good meals. They're not full of rice and beans and drink mixes, but I mean, we've got everything from entree buckets to protein buckets with beef, chicken, and eggs in it. That haven't been vaccinated.
Real beef, real chicken, real eggs, unvaccinated, no mRNA crawling up inside of your buckets.
Yep. And it's only a matter of time before that's in there.
I mean, it's not coming from China. It's the stuff that no lipid nanoparticles, no graphene oxide. You're not going to be magnetized after you eat the buckets from heavensharvest.com. This stuff doesn't come from overseas. This is all stuff that's sourced right here. Talk about real quickly the heirloom seed kits and why it's so important that people participate in that.
Look, your heirloom seeds, that's your ultimate survival tool. You know what I mean? Regardless of how much food you buy in a bucket, at some point you're going to run out. That heirloom seed, they're different than any other seed you're going to buy from Home Depot or Lowe's or any of your big box stores. These are seeds that have been growing the same produce for the last 75 years. So you can take the seeds out of it, plant it again. Literally, you can buy one bucket, and within 2 years, you could feed an army.
Feed an army in just 2 years.
We may be feeding armies.
I pray, yes. I was just going to say, I pray that we have an army to feed that is on our side, and I believe that we do. I'm going to seal that in the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, we do have an army, and we will fight. HeavensHarvest.com. Go there right now, HeavensHarvest.com. What do people get if they use promo code STU?
Yep, we're giving 5% off. If you spend more than $500, you get free shipping.
Perfect. HeavensHarvest.com. Go there right now. Clayton Llewellyn, it's always a pleasure having you. I know that you've been busy. We love having you back. I was begging Clayton to come back here and talk about this because I just don't think, and after some of the conversations that I've had recently, Clayton, I think it's just really, really important that we start talking about survival. We can talk about politics.
Obvious now. It's such a corrupt system. And like, I hate to say it, but I don't think this gets fixed at the ballot box. I mean, it's... You know, I've been listening to you guys here a lot lately, and it's beyond a two-party system. It's not getting fixed at the ballot box.
Yeah.
It's going to take William Wallace.
We can talk about politics all day. There's no shortage of content there. If we would just want to expand our Twitter or X audience, whatever the CIA is calling it now, that taxpayer-funded, government-owned social media platform, we can look for more views on Rumble or over at StuPeters.com. We can brag about how many people are watching us on Dish Network and DirecTV, and we can cater to the audience of sheep that want to do whatever their television tells them to do and talk about the Fox News points and talk about Vivek Ramalama dip. We can do all of these things. I wish Ron DeSantis was real. He's not. He's fake. I wish they weren't going to try to imprison Trump for the rest of his life. I wish they wouldn't try to assassinate him. I warned a week ago on InfoWars with Alex Jones that was coming. Now Tucker Carlson, I think, must be listening to my phone calls that I'm having with Candace Taylor because I warned that a few days ago. He said almost verbatim just yesterday what I had said about what they're going to do to Trump. This is imminently coming. We're on that graph. The trajectory is that, look, the indictments didn't work. They're not working now. Threatening to throw him in prison, that didn't work. It's not working now. Impeachment didn't work, so they tried impeachment too. That didn't work. They tried seditious conspiracy. They tried January 6th. They tried locking up his supporters. None of it has worked. All it has done is catapult him. The last thing that they can do is assassinate him. If you think that they won't assassinate a sitting president, see JFK. If you think they won't assassinate somebody who's trying to blow open and expose all of the deep, dark secrets around the world among the globalist elites, see Princess Diana. This is happening. This is happening, and starvation is part of this. And I just want to start having the conversations that are actually going to help our team, help our army, and help us win. God wins in the end. Clayton Llewellyn, thank you so much. God bless you.
Dude, thanks for having me.
Time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/Stu.